We want to see beaches open soon, and we always know that one of the challenges with the beaches is sewer overflows.
And that's a problem State Senator Chris Jacobs expects will happen again this year because of the amount of rain that has fallen. First and foremost, though, are concerns for rising lake levels. Up in Olcott along Lake Ontario, officials have decided to close Olcott Beach for the second time in 3 years. There are also concerns along Lake Erie. Evanstown Supervisor Mary Hostler explains that some properties have lost their beaches, the beach line is eroding, and access is tricky in spots, and rising levels are causing flooding further up some of the smaller streams that feed the lake.
And we're trying to do our part with clean infrastructure projects, and we've been successful with grants in that area, but our shoreline has taken a beating, and Senator Jacobs has tried to rally support to get more money into the Great Lakes protection.
Information shared included how to acquire funds to help with infrastructure needs. City of Tonawanda Mayor Rick Davis.
You know, since I have been mayor in the city, we've been able to secure $8 million for our downtown infrastructure, and that's right along Ellicott Creek and the Erie Canal. And
Davis says his community might not share the same threats as those along the lake shores, but his small city includes a municipal building and popular park and pavilion along the Niagara River, which is considered to be in the floodplain. His city, too, Davis says, can be at the mercy of the weather. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.